These are your latest Manchester City headlines. City could be forced to pay summer transfer target Ilkay Gundogan £110,000 a week to secure his services. The Borussia Dortmund and Germany midfielder wanted across Europe. The 25-year-old planning to quit his club this summer. Pictures have emerged this week showing that the player's uncle and agent met with City's footballing director Tixi Bergestein along with incoming boss Pep Guardiola in Amsterdam. It's understood no deal is yet agreed, and the Manchester delegation were at the hotel to outline his potential playing role within the side. Gundogan, who's also been linked to Barcelona, Real Madrid and Juventus, has a £23 million release clause. But City could also have to pay a bumper wage to the player to secure his signature. While Dortmund boss Thomas Tuchel says he's unsure whether the player will stay at the club. He said ahead of the Europa League clash with Tottenham on Thursday, "Am I convinced he will stay? Well, I don't really know. I can only say that once he's actually signed, I know what we can offer. And if that's enough for him to stay, then so be it." Sergio Aguero, meanwhile, he says he'll leave Manchester City in 2019. Etihad Chiefs want Aguero to sign a one-year extension to his current £150,000 a week deal. That expires in 2019. Aguero's having none of it. 27-year-old wants to quit City when it runs out and return to boyhood club Independiente. He told the club's website, "In the last few months, a lot of things have been said about a new contract. I didn't pay any attention. It's clear to me that when my contract ends after the World Cup in Russia, I'm going to Independiente." Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, meanwhile, the Bayern Munich chairman, he's unconcerned by Pep Guardiola's meeting with the City sporting director Tixi Bergestein in Amsterdam this week. Guardiola's currently in charge of Bayern, looking to win the club's fourth straight title. He'll succeed Manuel Pellegrini on July the 1st. Rummenigge says he's no problem with him meeting City executives. He said, "No problem whatsoever. What he does on his day off is up to him. It's completely okay and illegitimate for him to plan ahead. It would be naive to think he'd start doing so after the 30th of June.